Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Diminutive Collection. It's been a few weeks, isn't it, Christian, that we've connected? But we have something to talk about. We have more than a residency, because this is more than a podcast. It's Kylie's show. It's basically going on as we speak now, right? Like, it's Saturday morning here in the UK. She's still trunching up and down that stage in the Venetian. How you feeling, Christian? I feel slightly kind of pissed that I'm not there, but how are you feeling?
I have to admit, I was quite excited this week because it's been a week of quite exciting things, hasn't it? Because we've got the I Should Be So Lucky musical that opens on Thursday, so that's where Kylie's all over that. So that's quite exciting. And then obviously, right now is the launch of her Vegas show, so it is quite exciting. I've been on the edge of my seat waiting to see what songs she's going to be doing and how they're going to look. And I wasn't sure if people were going to be able to post anything about it, but some sneaky little rascal has been posting some clips online, which has been great because it means we get to see something of what we're missing, and I am gutted that I'm missing it.
That sneaky little rascal you're referring to is the Kylie Minogue Peru Twitter, who is incredible. It's basically like posting every song,
And also linking her in, so if
and
she ever sees it, she'll probably go mad. But maybe not, because people have already bought the tickets, so it's not like they're spoiling it too much. And they're only posting short clips, so they're just giving us teasers.
Okay, first, before we get into the show itself and what we've seen so far, let's talk about quite recently, last week, I believe it was earlier last week, they released more tickets for this show. And I was pissed.
Why? Tell me.
No, I just thought it was just a really shit move. Like, because, like, we just, we have lives. We cannot immediately just drop everything. We have work. We can't just drop everything and head off to Vegas, even though I did look at Skyscanner for flights. I just thought it was really kind of like poor form that they'd done that. And I think probably why they did that is because the building was, as we know, and which she's spoken about many times before, the building was being built while this was going on sale. So they probably finished it and realized, oh my God, we could fit more gays into this place. Let's just release more tickets. So yeah, I'm not pleased at the moment because I would have given my left nut to have been there.
I get it. I mean, I kind of after the first initial run of tickets, and you as much as we're fans, you weigh up the pros and cons, and you're thinking to yourself, what are you actually paying for? And when we come onto the show, I think perhaps it's best that we didn't spend so much money on going to see it, in fairness. But we'll come on to that. No, we'll come on to that. I don't mean it in a slaying kind of way, but we'll come on to that. But I agree, and I think it is a little bit. I mean, I guess it wasn't. They're trying to, it's like when obviously Kylie, the people around her seem to be very good at jumping on things. So if they found some spare space, the broom cupboard that they probably turned into a nice kind of suite. It's like the hangers, isn't it? They thought, oh look, we got some hangers, let's sell them the week after. So I think they're always obviously keeping an eye out for money making schemes. So for some people that would have been a great opportunity. But I'm sure those tickets were snapped up straight away. So they
100%. They would have been sold out within minutes. Yeah.
So I understand it, but I can understand also the anger as well, because it is a little bit frustrating. And but anyway, it is
So
what
many
it
people in
is.
that place now. That's probably going to end up like all the love, the end of all the lovers' music video. They would be piled
I
on
have
top
to
of each
admit, I mean, from the clips, and this kind of really downplays the show, but it just looks like a GAYPA, because it's like all kind of like screens and just a crowd. It doesn't. Anyway, we'll come on to that in a minute because it takes time to get there. So in the lead up to the show, we've been seeing all these little things online on Say Hey and stuff like that, where they're showing images of the merchandise and also the prices of beverages, which are quite something.
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're a captive audience, so you've got to kind of go along with it. Obviously, they're serving caviar as well. So obviously, it's meant to be a high-end audience. I'm not quite sure Kylie fans and caviar go together, but
Can we just talk about the prices
yeah.
of the drinks? Because obviously that you buy the ticket, which is up from upwards of $250 probably, or $300. Then there's some tables have a minimum guarantee. And some of the ticket prices, we're looking at basically a 350 milliliter bottle of vodka for about £300.
Oh.
So I've got the prices here. So a Belvedere 375 ml bottle is $300. A gin for a bottle of 375 ml for the botanist is $300.
Great.
But if you want a 750 bottle of vodka for Belvedere, it'll set you back $500. This is cozy lives. There's a cost of living crisis going on.
Yeah, but you know
Even
what?
Graves are experiencing it, right? Like, I must not be the only one. Like, you can't, like, literally afford to turn my eating on. Like, Christ alive.
But people are paying for it. But as I said to you before, I don't know if, I mean, I know some real fans are going because people who listen to this podcast are going. But I think there's a lot of people, as I said to you last time, I think a lot of those tables will be bought up by businessmen who will then use it as a kind of, oh, we'll take some of our clients to see this Australian sensation,
Songbird.
who just popped out of nowhere. And I think that's going to be the case. Obviously, a lot of people have, spent money on their real, genuine fans, which I really appreciate because I think that's what it should be about, real fans, and not turning these things into these kind of corporate events. But yeah, I mean, I guess we've got Kylie. That's the hotel, the Venetian, who are choosing the prices. And when you pay for the ticket, I mean, you're not allowed to bring in your own drink. So obviously they're going to kind of ramp up the prices. But I mean, we're used to that in theaters. Drinks are ridiculous, but it just seems so excessive. I mean, you kind of expect to get some kind of like maybe a free bottle of champagne or something. If you buy the tickets, you get something free because it just seems crazy. Or a bottle of, I don't know. It just seems quite extortionate.
I know we've spoken about this before, but the More Than Just a Residency is a terrible name for the show. It doesn't really mean it doesn't mean anything. Like, she just called it Tension or something. And the font that they've used, can we talk about that?
Well, I think there needs to be a design intervention because whoever's been, well, we've said this about the, although you love the Tension cover,
I loved it.
but have you seen, well, the extended album cover? Horrific, where she looks like the Incredible Hulk. I don't really understand what that's about. I mean, weren't people faking those online recently? Or was that, I don't know. But it just seemed, anyway, design intervention is required because the fonts for that residency thing, it's just, I don't even understand what it is. It looks so out of date. And then I just saw the menu for the merchandise, and it looks like a page for an Italian restaurant menu. It's just so dated and awful. I just don't get it. It's like I don't know who's been designing these things. Somebody who's obviously living in a cupboard, in 1983 somewhere, because it just doesn't, it looks really dated. It doesn't even look kind of, I don't know if they're trying to go for that kind of, the 20s or what's that word for the 20s? What's it called that? There's a word for it, a phrase for it. The 20s. Oh,
No,
God.
retro? No,
No,
it's
no,
I
no.
know exactly what you mean. It's the
Oh, God, I kind of think of it. And I'm
it's early
right.
in the morning. It's early in the
Yes.
morning.
Yes, it is at 8:41.
But like, I think they've used the Tension font for the then and a, but then the More Just in Residency is this awful, awful dated, I don't know, something that you'd expect on a Barbara Cartland cover.
Yeah, it does actually. You're right. It looks like a Barbara Cartland cover from 1982, but or like a Mills and Boone, a Mills and Boone, not even Barbara Cartland.
And also the merch
Oh,
isn't that
terrific.
great as well. Like, you got the Kylie Vegas jacket for $150 and
It's
the
black.
Kylie poster for 20.
So quite like I like the look of the poster. The poster is quite nicely designed, and I wish, and that's quite colourful. And I wish they. I don't know why they haven't brought it through into the merchandise because, I mean, I hate that kind of tacky looking Versace kind of like, those awful kind of colorful gold and, but I kind of expected for a Vegas thing that the clothing would look a little bit more extravagant, a bit more kind of, in your face. It's muddy and boring and dark and not very creative. And it's like, the stuff we bought from the pop-up shop a couple of weeks ago. I mean, that lovely, lemon and pink hooded top that I keep wearing at the moment. That was so much nicer than what they're selling now. It's like Vegas. Let it be gold or something Art Deco. Art Deco is what I was trying to
Art
think
Deco, that
of.
is
Art
it.
Deco.
That is it. We got it. We got it in the
Even
end.
the outfits could have been Art Deco. It could have been done with a little bit of spice, a little bit of style. But it just seemed a little bit off the peg, and then just literally transferred her name onto the or the you know the words onto the garments, which is a bit sad, unfortunately, especially for the
Looking
price.
at the looking at the show itself, so one glaring thing that I would have thought would have happened within the set design, and probably, I've only seen clips up to, I think the Kylie Murray Peru has only sent clips up to falling in with falling in love with you with Elvis. She's done an Elvis cover,
Oh, lovely.
so we're 11 tracks in. I would have expected more campiness. Now, I know some of the backup dancers look like they're dressed up as Elvis, which is great. Get that kind of tie-in for the Vegas element. But I was expecting more kind of like topless Vegas dance, more showgirls, because I don't know, the campus and the audience, I think, would have been expecting a little bit more of that, more pizzazz, more show. But
Well,
again, I'm only seeing, we can't judge because we're watching a 30-second clip on Twitter, so we're not in the audience, so
yeah, I'm
don't
sure
come for us. But
when you're in the venue, there's probably a real great vibe, and you're probably caught up in it. But you're right, and I've been flicking through some of the Say Hey comments about it, and a lot of people have kind of said a similar thing, that they're disappointed that it's not a spectacle, and I agree with that because, as I said a minute ago, the clip I saw earlier on of Vegas, no, I can't remember, one of the songs, actually all of them, because obviously it's the same auditorium. It looks a little bit like a JYPA in the sense that the staging is quite minimal. The backdrop is some kind of like graphic thing, which she did at the Shepherd's Bush thing a few weeks ago. It's not that much different, to be honest. And I assumed, because it was Vegas and because it was a stationary set, that it would be more like Aphrodite, more spectacular, it would be more kind of extravagant. And they released some photographs of the venue earlier this week, and it looked quite flamboyant because it looked, it looked very Art Deco. It had those kind of like weird, the Aphrodite style, almost like shell-like features. And now it just looks like it's a bare stage with a graphic
But
background.
I think because this show is like it bookends something else, right? So they probably can't do the whole spectacular like staging because she follows another show.
Yeah, is it, what's it called again? It's
Belle de Nord or Belle du
Belle de
Jour?
Nuit, something,
Oh,
which is
yeah.
choreographed by Ashley blah blah, whatever his name is, who has choreographed Kylie's show. Yeah, so it turns out that this whole Venetian place is basically a cabaret venue, and it will always have this Belle de Nuit, whatever it's called,
Yeah,
and
Belle de Nuit,
that will
yeah.
run consistently. And then when they have headline acts like Kylie now and then Christina Aguilera in December, they will be slotted into the middle of it. Normally there'll be a party bit in the middle. So basically it is like a JYPA. They'll just turn up, do their act for 75 minutes, by the way. I think it's really short and really shit because I saw on, I think it was on Variety, and they were saying that, she's showcasing songs from her 5 decades. And then I thought to myself, all right, Taylor Swift's been around for 10 years and she's got a 3-hour show doing all her eras. And it's like, if you're spending that much money, I think I'd like more than an hour and 15 minutes, don't you?
Yeah, totally. I thought it's 90 minutes. Apparently, the show is
Oh, it says
going for.
75 minutes everywhere else, but all right.
Yeah, well, I've read something that was 90, and that it's kind of bookended. So it's very interesting, but still, like, I'd still love to see it. I wonder if this
Oh,
is
God, of
the
course. Yeah.
kind of set list that she'll be bringing over when she performs at the Royal Albert Hall and a few other kind of
Well, I hope so, because the set
other
list seemed
shows.
really, really good. I mean, I'm
Should we talk about the
thrilled,
set list? So it opens up with Light Years,
which I love. I
which
love the idea.
I think it's very, very cool that she's opening with Light Years. Then we go into Supernova. We go back
I
into
love,
disco territory.
and also very spatial. It's very kind of spacey. I like
Yeah.
that.
No, Christian, hold on to your hats. The third track is Your Disco Needs You.
I couldn't be happier. God, I love that.
Then Come Into My World, which we listened to a little bit on the actual video footage of it, and it looks like a really new mix, a really cool mix. Then followed by the first track from Attention is the fifth one. It's
My
Vegas
other favorite
High,
song.
which I think should have been left for the end, but anyway. The sixth track is In Your Eyes.
Which is a
The
great
seventh
version. There's a
track.
great bit toward the end of it I really like.
Get Out of My Way is the next one. Then Tension. So far, we've had two tracks from the album Tension. On Tension is number eight. Then Slow. Then Hold On To Now. the latest single, and kind of falling in love with the Elves. So that was the 11th song. So we've probably got around two or three more songs, and Padum Padum will end it, I reckon. But you probably got Can't Get You Out of My Head, Spinning Around, and Padum
Yes.
Padum. And that'll
It's,
probably bring up a
I
few
mean,
of
so far
19
it's a
minutes.
really good,
That's
it's
a
really,
great show.
yeah, it's a really good choice of songs. But just going back to the staging of it, I mean, look, I mean, as again, if you're there, it's probably you're in a vibe, and I know it's all about the intimacy. But I you know, I hate sounding like I'm always moaning. I'm just being overly critical because I love Kylie, and you know, again, it's that thing which we've said in previous episodes where we say we have so many expectations in our head that when they don't appear, you kind of feel a bit disappointed. But then, in about 6 months' time, I'll look back and think, God, you know what? That was amazing. But I mean, just looking at her singing "Slow" and "Hold On to Now," and the oldest cover, she's wearing black, and it's black against, you know, it's in a dark venue. And I in my head, and aside from the Aphrodite backdrops I expected to have, I thought we were going to see a few more feathers and a bit more camp and a bit more fun. Because in my head, Vegas was always something that was, I mean, I'm basing this on my love of Showgirls.
Elevated. It's elevated, right? It's hyper realistic.
But then, I always thought residencies were every day. I never knew this thing was like, you know, you did it on weekends, but then Adele's kind of proven that. And Adele's also proven recently, because I didn't realize, again, I thought this show was going to be spectacular. And Adele's show is just like a normal theatre show. It doesn't have any spectacularness to it, which I was really surprised at. But maybe that's the thing. Maybe it was old, you know, maybe Vegas was a bit more experimental in those days. Now it just feels like a concert. And I'm a bit disappointed. That's why I'm thinking to myself, it's not, perhaps, I'm not as sad about not going, because it just feels like it's something I can see at Shepherd's Bush, or I will see on tour. I'll probably see something better on tour because it'll be a more lavish affair and cheaper.
If they release more tickets in the next couple of weeks for shows from like July, August, September in Vegas, would you want to
If somebody bought them for me, yes.
go?
My birthday in April, if anyone wants to save up for me.
Chip in.
Yeah. You know,
Well,
I don't know. You know what? I wouldn't. If somebody offered them to me, I would accept them. I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to get them, if you know what I mean. Because I think what I've seen, I've loved what I've seen. So don't get me wrong, I love what I've seen. I love the song she's done. She sounds brilliant. Don't like the outfits very much, but I think it's brilliant for what it is. But I don't think it's anything that I won't see at a future show. But I would love to see this as a video. I hope she does this like she did Infinite Disco, and I hope she streams it at some point where you can pay to watch it once it's all been done, or do what Taylor Swift has done and turn it into like a film, which I think people should be doing more and more these days. Because whatever happened to DVD concerts, or Blu-ray concerts, or you can't.
People don't have those players anymore. They're
I mean,
becoming less and
I
less
mean, I
popular.
can't. Where can you act? Do you just buy them off? Do you just stream them there? Like Steps' tour? Do you just buy them?
Like you probably just go to
What?
Apple and buy that and then have that as a streamed kind of thing. Yeah, people like DVDs and everything, I would see in the next kind of 10 years will be
The
obsolete.
thing is, Kylie
They'll
can
come
do
back
that.
again. Like,
Kylie can do that because, I mean, look at how many albums you bought.
I don't think I'm not gonna buy the extension one.
Oh,
I
I
know I'm
am.
a problem.
Well, let's go to the extensions just very quickly, because I'm excited about that, because I think some of the songs were cut. We discussed this, that they were quite short, and I think even Kylie said that, you know, some of the songs were short because of that. That's the way that the music industry is now, that people have the lack of attention. But I'm looking forward to hearing some of the songs longer. I'd like to hear Padam Padam, see if they do something different with it. I know there's an extended single mix,
Mix.
but I'd like to see if they do something a little bit different with it, because I love the way they did that with Disco. There were some kind of really lovely intros to some of the songs that really gave the songs a bit more depth, and I love the extended version. And I really want to see if they can, if Vegas High ends with a proper ending and not a really long fade out. Because I tried DJing that song, DJing. I tried playing that song in one of my little sets recently, and I couldn't play. It was very difficult because it fades out so slowly. You can't really put anything over it. And if you're a real DJ, I'm not a real DJ. I was just literally mixing two songs together, but that's by the by.
So, you mentioned earlier that a few Finogues are actually going to see the show, and we'll be speaking to one of them, hopefully very soon, so we can get like their first eye account of the show, which we're very excited. So the next episode will be brought, will be accompanied with a Finogue, who'll be chatting about this. So, Christian, thanks for the chat. This is great. I you know. As much as this era is kind of a little bit annoying me with the kind of design and the lack of, the lack of time for us to get tickets and all this kind of stuff. I am still excited, and I think it's still a great time to be a Kylie fan.
Oh, yeah, don't get me
And
wrong. I know I was critical. I've been loving this moment in time. I think it's brilliant, and I'm so excited about the show, and I'm excited for people who are really genuine fans who are going to it, and I hope they have the best time. I'm obviously just jealous and bitter and twisted, so that's why I'm so miserable about it. But as I say, everything we always say, whether it's critical or not, it's said with love, and it's just said as a fan. As I say, you have these expectations that sometimes you have such high expectations that you're only going to be let down. But that's my issue, not Kylie's issue. Kylie's done a great show. Fans will love it. She'll love it. And Steve Anderson, I think, has done himself proud because, from what I've heard of the arrangements, they're brilliant. So
Yeah,
yeah,
brilliant. Well
Steve,
done, Steve.
brilliant, musical director. And what more can you ask for? I just hope you get to see it on screen somewhere because I'd love to see it. Probably not some silly cam taking it on the phone.
Phone recordings,
Yes,
yeah.
that's what they call it these days, isn't it? Yes.
Yes, exactly. Oh, well, thank you so much, Christian, and
My
thanks
pleasure.
everyone for listening. Check out our previous episodes if you want to have a listen to us just
Loads.
ramble on. There is loads of episodes. So yeah, we guys will see you very soon. Yeah, so thanks. We'll speak to you later, Christian. Bye.
Bye-bye.